Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, it's time once again for another Morning Mindset podcast. Hello, how are you? Hope you're doing well. I want to talk about something today that I realized, or I had the realization of as I was driving around the country where I live. I live in probably one of the more beautiful places in the United States of America, at least in my own opinion. Now, you may live... Maybe you live in Miami. Maybe you live on the coast. You can see the ocean every day. Maybe you live in the mountains. Maybe you live in the plains. I'm not sure. You might think where you live is beautiful. And there have been times when people have relocated, and they've done so because they think something is an attractive area, right? But a common human flaw is to become used to your area. You get used to it. You see the same things, even when people see mountains every day. Now, if you came from the east, if you came from the far east or the coastal east, and you drive out west, the first time you see the Rocky Mountains, I like to think about, you know, the first time the settlers came across the plains, they came across the Kansas plains, and I've been across Kansas, and they're probably thinking the same thing I thought: is this state ever going to end? Because it's just rolling, you know, prairies, rolling for hours and hours and hours and hours. You know, if they, of course, the settlers, it was days and days, and they're like, is this ever going to end? Then they got to what is now eastern Colorado, and they kept going, and there, right in front of them, was the Rocky Mountains, and it was magnificent. It's awe-inspiring. My wife and I had the great opportunity many years ago to drive across country from Ohio through Kansas into Colorado, and it just so happened that it was dark when we started out. We were driving, and we exited Kansas, and we got into Colorado, and it was still dark. We're coming from eastern Colorado into western Colorado, heading toward Denver because we were on the interstate, and the sun was rising behind us, and there in front of us, the mountains appeared. They're magnificent. We were so excited to see the mountains. When I lived in the south, I used to love my annual trips out to Las Vegas because we would drive, and we would drive through the mountains in New Mexico and Arizona and out into Nevada, and we got to see the mountains. I would drive through the Flagstaff area of Arizona, and if you've never driven through the Flagstaff area of Arizona. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful country out there. And I was always excited to see the mountains. I loved it. Now I live here. And I recall when my wife and I, when we traveled out here to find our home, we left Biloxi, Mississippi, and we drove all the way up, and we came through the mountains. We came through Laramie, Wyoming, got up into the mountains, passed all the way through the Snowy Range, and came out. We drove into, and we entered the Platte Valley, where we live now. We entered the Platte Valley just before sunset, and the valley was just lit up with a kind of a red orange glow because the sun was just about to go down, and it was breathtaking. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. And I told my wife, I said, "We're home. This is where our home is going to be." We've been here for several years now, and what I don't want to do is I don't want to take it for granted. I don't want to become so accustomed to the beauty that I forget about it, or that it just becomes commonplace. And I think that we do this in our lives. We'll see something, or we'll encounter something, or we'll move somewhere that we're so excited about, and we see it. We look at the ocean. How many of you have ever moved and lived near the ocean? And when you first move there, you go to the ocean, you go to the beach all the time. And then after you've been there a year, 2 or 3 years, you hardly ever go anymore. Because you're like, eh, whatever. I've seen it. Yeah, that thing that you were so excited to see when you were first there, when you first arrived, has now become commonplace. And you just take it for granted. It's always going to be there. Eh, whatever. How can we combat this? How can we combat this natural human tendency to allow things to become commonplace, or to allow things to, for us to take things for granted, for it to seem common or average? And one of the ways that I have tried to, even out here, you know, where I see the mountains all the time, and I see the same mountains, and you say, well, I see them, big deal. They were there yesterday, they'll be there tomorrow, no big deal. The ones that I thought were just amazing and awe-inspiring 3-4 years ago. One of the ways is I will deliberately, and I don't do this every day, but I try at least once a week, or at very least once a month, to go somewhere and to see something that my eyes have never seen. To go to one part of this country, to the part of this valley, this county, this area that I've never seen before, and to allow my eyes to see something new and something fresh. When is the last time that you purposefully and deliberately set out to lay your eyes upon something new, something of which you have never seen, an area, a place that you've never seen before? Because let's face it, a lot of us in our lives, you know, become very routine, very commonplace. We get up, we drive the same route to work. If you're going to work today, we go to the same places. We eat at the same restaurants. You know, we shop in the same stores. We live in the same house. And very rarely do we see anything new. And so our lives become a bit mundane. They become commonplace. We take what's around us for granted. And how can we combat that? I would say, make a deliberate plan to see something that you have never seen before. Now, is it easy? Is it going to require time and effort and, you know, purposeful deliberation? Yes, it will. Because, you know, depending on how long you've lived where you've lived, maybe you've lived there for 10 or 20 years and you're like, man, there is nothing in this area that I've never seen. I've seen everything around here that there is possibly to see. And if that's the case, you might have to go a little farther. But make a plan and decide that you are going to allow your eyes to see something that you have never seen before. Lay your eyes on something new, something fresh, And you may be inspired and you may find inspiration by that. Or maybe when you go and you lay your eyes on these new things or these new places, maybe it will help you to have a greater appreciation for what it is that you have. Maybe you'll go away and you'll come home and you'll see your home area in a new way, in a better way. Maybe you'll be a little more excited about what you've got going on. And hopefully you'll remember to appreciate what it is that you have. And I think that's a flaw that many of us have. It's a natural human flaw, is that we stop appreciating the goodness that is available to us. And I want you guys to continue to do that. I want you to appreciate the good things that are out there and that are available to you every day. Sometimes you have to look a little bit harder to find them, but it's worth the effort and it's worth the trip. All right. Let your eyes see something that you've never seen before. You'll appreciate it. It'll make your life a little bit better. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in case you hadn't figured it out yet, I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.